Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, everyone. I see you live. This is D on the radio again, back again. It has been a minute. So much stuff has went by through the summer, through the all season and everything, and it's just good to be back with the opening of season six to this. So, it's just so much, and it's so more negative than positive that goes on in this world, and this episode is just to start everything new. This is why it's called Start the New You. So everything that you've gone through, everything that you may have happened, everything, we're a little over midway through the year. Here we go on the last quarter part of the year, and what can you say? It's never too late to start. Never too late to start a brand new way of life, a brand new way of moving or anything like that. You know, you got your troubles, you got your ups, you got your downs, you got your goals, you got your trials and tribulations, everything. But you just cannot give up on moving forward. And that's the key in life, is to keep moving forward. So, you know, through the offseason and everything, a lot of things just going through, you know, just some stuff in the news. You know, I kind of look through the news a lot. I try to stay away from it as much as possible because there's a lot of it is negative. And it's just a lot of stuff is crazy, man. I had the shootings and the Freddie Gray thing, the Black Lives Matter thing. That's actually one of the episodes that's coming up, too. I mean, it's just so much stuff has gone through. And then it seems like things have not gotten better at all in this nation and in this world. But, you know, you just got to keep pushing forward in your life. In your life, you got to do that. So, to kick us off for starting the new you, I'm going to hit us up with a song. You know, I love the old school rap. I'm a big fan of that. So, look, so if you're feeling down and out, you know, just think about yourself or what things that you could do. Just keep moving forward in life. I'm going to hit you with one of my favorite songs. I like DMS, Slippin'. And we're going to get right into the first couple points, and we're going to move on from there and keep on going. All right.
See, to live is to suffer. And to survive, well, that's to find meaning in the suffering.
Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping.
I've been through mad different phases, like mazes, to find my way. And now I know that happy days are not far away. If I'm strong enough, I'll live long enough to see my kids doing something more constructive with the time than biz. I know because I've been there, now I'm in there. Sit back and look at what it took for me to get there. First came the ball, the drama with my mama. She got on some fly shit, so I split and said that I'ma feed that seed that doesn't need much to succeed. Strapped with mad greed, a heart that doesn't bleed. I'm ready for the world, or at least I thought I was. Bagging when I caught a buzz, I was thinking about how short I was. Going too fast, I wouldn't last, but yo, I couldn't tell. Group homes and institutions prepared my for jail. They put me in a situation forcing me to be a man when I was just learning to stand without a helping hand. Damn, was it my fault, something I did to make a father leave his first kid at 7 doing my first bid? Back on the scene at 14, wrote a scheme to get more green than I'd ever seen in the dream. And by all means, I will be living high off the hog. And I never gave a fuck about much but my dog. That's the only I'd head off in my last. Just another little come on, headed nowhere fast.
Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling. Can't get up, hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling. I can't get up, hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling. I got to get up, get back on my feet so I can tear shit. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling. I can't get up, hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling. I can't get up, hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling. I got to get up, get back on my feet so I can tear shit.
That ain't the half. Arrogance gets worse as I get older. Actions become bolder. Heart got cold. Chip on my shoulder that I didn't touch. Didn't need a click, cause I scared it that much. One deep with the starting for kicks. Catching Vicks, throwing bricks, getting by, being slick. Used to get high, just to get by. Used to have to fall.
hustle in the morning, or I get fly. I ate something, couple of 40s, baby, hate something. After some hurt, now I'm ready to take some. 3 years later, showing signs of stress. Didn't keep my hair cut, or give a fuck how I dress. I'm possessed by the darker side, living the cruddy life. Like this, tepping with a bloody knife. Wanna make records, but I'm hooked up. Slipping, I'm falling, can't get up.
Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping.
Wasn't long before I hit rock bottom. Like damn, look how that got him. Open like a window, no more endo. Look at a video, say to myself that could've been yo. On the TV, believe me, could be done. Something got to give, got to change, cause now I got a son. I got to do the right thing for shorty, and that means no more getting high, drinking 40. So I get back, looking tight, slick again. Fake, jump back on my again. Nothing but love for those that know how it feel, and much respect to all my kept it real, be strong, kept it from doing wrong. Who they is, and this is your song. And to my boo, who stuck with it, I do. All the fools, you'll get yours, because it's due.
Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear shit. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear shit.
All right, that was DMX was slipping. That was from his old album. You know, this is great. This is great about the start of new. You know, personally, well, I think I always like the stories of when the people, they do come from the bottom and they make it to the top and everything, and they overcome so much and everything. But on the other hand, you know, it seems always so far-fetched for me to hear that, because it's so much more. These people that to make it like that is like one in a million type things. If you get, I'm saying, like, you see these infomercials of people that dropped out of college with so much poverty and everything, now they're a multimillionaire or billionaire or whatever and everything. It's like, man, it's like, I hear you. I hear your success story and everything, but I just can't relate to you. This is what one of the first points is. Hey, it's never too late for you to get started through many obstacles in life, and whatever it is that you go through and everything, it's never too late to get started, get your life on track so you can go ahead and achieve your goals. You are the only one that could judge your own success. You can compare your success to somebody else, which I don't recommend, or by however measure you plan on doing that, but you are the only one that could really measure your success. What your content level is different than someone else's. That's how I judge success. I judge success by the ways am I content. You know, somebody could be content. Let's talk materialistic things. Somebody could be content with a 3-bedroom house, and somebody else can be content with the 5-bedroom house. Different things, but it still serves the same purpose. You know what I'm saying? Live, sleep, eat, whatever. Have maybe babies in it. It still serves the same purpose, no matter how big or how small it is. So my thing is like this. Don't try to compare your success with somebody else's, because it's always good. It's just like a chasing after one. You always try to be richer than the next person, richer than that person, or anything like that. That's not starting anything new. That's just reinventing the wheel. And so you have to make sure that your life is pleasing for you. You know, that you're getting fulfilled from your life. And that you can continue, and even put it in a more godly perspective, and continue to satisfy God. because, like I said, you hear these infomercials coming on the radio and everything like that, and I get tired of it. I say, man, he's like, to me, they don't seem like success stories. To me, it just seems like a gimmick to sell stuff, because how many more people have went through this? How many more people went the opposite way? Like, they had everything, they failed, or they're trying to get to that thing, and it's taking twice as long and everything. They said, I followed the steps. I read these books. I read these self-help books. I read these things. I did this, did everything to the T, and it still didn't work for me like that. That's like almost falls out of time. But anyway, if you think about it, that was their success. That was their path. That was designed for them to go from A to B just that quick. But you got to go through A to Z. You got to hit all the letters just to get the same reward, just to reach the same success, or even your own success or what you think about it. So don't try to compare it. There's going to be obstacles in the way. There's going to be things like that. So you just go ahead and hurdle the obstacles. Jump over them. Move them out the way. Do what you got to do to obliterate those things, because all they are is just obstacles. Don't try to stay in the path of an obstacle. So the question that you had to ask yourself is, what is your measure of success? What are you content with in life? What can you say, okay, I'm happy, I'm satisfied now, or something? Or what makes you tick? What keeps you going? Those are questions you do have to yourself, because you don't want to go through life unfulfilled. This right here doing this thing helps fulfill me. It helps with getting my body warm, helps things reaching, all this type of things and everything, and just talking, just kind of vent, feeling way out of everything and everything. So you have to figure out what is your, like, what do you want to do? And that's what you have to do. Nobody else can find that for you. You got to search yourself and do that. Same thing with success. Some people say, I want to reach a certain point in their career, or a VP or whatever. Usually a lot of things are career-driven. You know, I noticed that, right? A lot of people have career-driven goals, money goals, things of that nature. You know, so few is like kind of non-materialistic type things, non-self-absorbed type things. You got to, but remember, those things that, you know, where you're giving a lot, those are usually the most fulfilling type ones. So I'm going to play another song, too, before we get into this point. I know we just got through the DMS song, but anyway, this is a 30-minute show, so we got a lot. We try to condense everything in canon, and I try to get everything in. And this song by Lecrae from his album Anomaly. This song is called Give In, so I hope you like it. This is one of my favorite songs from the album. So just listen to the words. Like I always say, with all the lyrics from the songs, whether it's R&B, hip-hop, country, whatever song, listen to the lyrics, the song, so you get the full meaning of the song. Or anything. Same thing with the DMX song. If you are not a hip-hop fan, hip-hop has a lot of meaning, especially the older ones from the 80s and the 90s. And certain rappers now, they have a lot of meaning in their words. Just listen to them, the words, because the words are very good. Very good for certain songs, especially this song. This is Lecrae from Anomaly, just giving.
Alright, let's do this.
I'm giving it all away. No more hiding, no more stalling. I hear you calling me, and I'm coming. See me run. Keep saying to myself, look tired low, and I know ain't nobody else. But I'm focused now, and I know it's all about you. You always see me through, that's what you do. Tell me, where would I go, where would I be? Love talking fine, but you blind and losing your way. And now ain't nobody else for me, it's just you. You got my time all the time, anytime I'm out on you. I give in.
They laugh at me and they say I'm going too far. But it's satisfying my soul to give you my all. They don't understand what I got, it's so real. They can talk about me, they can kick me out, but can't take away what you give. People telling me that I'm probably too far gone, but they don't understand where I've been and they walk the road that I walked on. Tell me who I'm gonna call on, what solid ground can I fall on? You everything that I never dreamed of, you give me meaning, it's all on you. You know you got me deep up in this thing, I'm all in. I swear ain't no love like this love that I've been giving. I can't resist, it's just too much, your love is endless. And I don't care what they say no more, no way I did it.
That was Lecrae from his album Anomaly. Was given. So let me go to a verse before we end up close down. This is James 1, verses 2 through 8. But I want to focus on. I want to focus on verse 6. Mostly, but you can read the whole passage whenever you can on your own. But let's focus on verses 6 through 8. It says, "But let him ask in faith. There's no doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. For that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways." Okay, so the context of the verse. Now, I'm going to read the whole thing from beginning to end in that verse and everything. You can at your own. One of these verses always stick out to me because people always constantly ask, like, God's a genie and all this type of stuff. Lord, please give me these things. Please give me this. Please that I'll, if you give me this, I'll stop doing that. Or I'll continue. Or I'll start going to church and everything like that. But no, God's not a genie. And it's, and in reality, if you think about it, he doesn't listen to prayers. Like, if you think about that, he doesn't listen to prayers like that. Because what's that asking? Like, that's like asking in a double-minded way. Just think about this. Just think about this. Verse 6. Says, "But let him ask in faith with no doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind." But let's focus on it. "But let him ask in faith." Now, that kind of be statement right there, you can read it as kind of vague. It's kind of open wide and everything. And it's saying, "But let him ask in faith." That means the whole thing. For people, they pray. You know, people pray and they want things. And the same thing with talking to people and trying to get things done with your life and all this type of stuff. You're asking and doing all these things in action. You're constantly moving, but you're moving nowhere fast and everything. You don't have any faith in what you're doing. And as the Bible says, it's like a double-minded person. So it's like you're going to get nothing, something when you're asking for it. So if you're praying for something to happen in your life, or you're praying to get out of a situation, or you're going to things and hoping to be rehabilitated, but you have no faith and work, you're just not doing anything. You're running in circles. So the part of starting a new you is to start getting your faith back on track. That's what the start of the new you is, taking the first step. Is a leap of faith. You have to take a leap of faith in order to get things done. You cannot just go vicariously wanting like a chicken, his head cut off, to get things done. You got to take a leap of faith to get this done. So in life, we like to reflect on so many things and all this type of stuff, how things used to be, but why not now? You have the power to change the world and there with your way. You just got to do it and walk in faith and by doing it. My sessions, these things that I talk about, is just short, sweet, straight to the point, because that's the way I believe in facing things in direct manner and head-on business, because I don't think that there's a lot of steps or a lot of books or a lot of anything that you can read anymore that's going to give you help. You just need to face it. Don't beat around the bush. Whatever you fear, whatever you want to do, whatever you need to do in life according to you to fix the situation, your problems or whatever, just face it and get it done. If it's hindering you from getting your goals done, face it and get it done. The biggest thing that holds us back from anything is fear. Fear is like a lack of faith. Fear is like lack of hope of anything. Fear is the acronym, so F-E-A-R is false evidence appearing real. Get rid of that. Dump that over to the side because that hinders a lot in your life. So this is the start of the new you. Get yourself back on track and go ahead and start doing what you need to do to get your success on, your walk on. So like I said, that first step is to leap. And remember that verse too. You can read the whole chapter through there, but remember especially verse 6 in there in the first part. It was really deep when you talk about it. When you think about it. So go ahead and do that. Apply it every day. It's practice. You're not going to get this all in one day, but it's simple. Face your fear every day. Face your fear every day. Face your fear every day. Face your fear. Before I was put on the last song and everything was interesting, I was watching an episode of the Cartoon Turtles, and one of the episodes was about facing your fear. And Leonardo had to face his fear. And in the episode, he faced his fear because he faced his fear every single day, so he overcame his fear. He overcame his fear every single day, and that's what you had to do. Face your fear every single day and overcome it every day so you can get to the next level in your walk and your courage. So everybody, that's it. That's the end of the episode. So I want everybody just to have a good day, good week. See you next week. I'm going to end this episode with Tasha Cobbs, For Your Glory. So everybody have a good one. Love y'all. Peace. Hear my heart cry.
wanna be where you are. Gotta be where you are. Come on, raise it before I'm safe. Wanna be where you are. Gotta be.
Gotta be where you are.
I wanna be where.
Wanna be where.
Everything I need is where you are.